This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
For me, I'm going to be keeping things pretty short. You already heard from Rob that he brought up about the $1.5 trillion omnibus appropriations bill that was good news for the industry, and that we won't be looking for any kind of a fee increase coming out of FHA since they got the money that they need through this funding bill. So that's great news. HUD definitely needs some funds to go towards their technology infrastructure upgrades. And we look forward to seeing how that money is going to get used going forward. Another point I want to make sure everyone's watching a little bit. We've talked in the past about the Vantage Score. We've had folks from the company here. We've got some great things you can go back and listen to on previous podcasts about the Vantage Score. And back in 2014, there was a bill that required Fannie and Freddie to set up processes to review alternate credit score models. So this has been long time in the making. How does this work? What does it look like? Because we all know how embedded the FICO score is into everything that we do. And so for those of you who may not recall, the Vantage Score is really a joint effort between Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You can read all about it at VantageScore.com. So Vantage Score is advocating that lenders would get to choose which score that they would use during the origination process at that early stage of the game. They do have some data that shows that for certain borrowers, their scoring model actually may help more borrowers become eligible for home ownership. So that's certainly something that we're all interested in as an industry, but it would be really difficult to figure out when would we use that and how would pricing be impacted. And if you think about everything from application all the way through secondary and investors who all currently have everything built to work around the FICO score, including everything down to pricing, we really would have a big shift in the market to try and figure out how to fold in a second credit score model. So this was really a hearing last week that was held by FIFA to talk through how each of the main entities involved, stakeholders involved, feel about this process. What are some concerns that folks have? What are some options that they feel that should be considered? So definitely the National Association of Realtors, many top lenders, banks, credit unions, everybody's represented at that table. It really boils down to that so many feel there needs to be a single score model, that we start with the existing FICO, and perhaps there's some type of a waterfall or alternative process where the Vantage credit score model could be used in the event that it might help more borrowers. So this was just putting everything on the table, trying to figure out what next steps there may be. Lots of work to be done before any real changes are made. As it is, this is just the agency trying to go, okay, we've put a stake in the ground that we've at least started the discussions, and we're starting the review process as required by the legislation. So nothing else at this time other than that.
Thank you for listening. Good to have you with us, everybody.
Say a special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Cooperative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, PennyMac, Total Expert, and Form Free. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.